withering on the virgin thorn, grows, lives, and dies in single blessedness.
So will I grow. So live, so die, my lord, ere I will yield my virgin patent up unto his lordship, whose unwished yoke my soul consents not to give sovereignty.
Take time to pause. And by the next new moon, the sealing day betwixt my love and me for everlasting bond of fellowship, upon that day, either prepare to die for disobedience to your father's will, or else to wed Demetrius as he would, or on Diana's altar to protest for aye austerity and single life.
Relent, sweet Hermia. And Lysander, yield thy crazed title to my certain right. You have her father's love, Demetrius. Let me have Hermia's. Do you marry him?
Scornful Lysander. True, he hath my love, and what is mine, my love shall render him. And she is mine, and all my right of her I do estate unto Demetrius.
I am my lord as well derived as he, as well possessed. My love is more than his. My fortune's every way as fairly ranked, if not with vantage, as Demetrius. And which is more than all these boasts can be? I am beloved of beauteous Hermia. Why should not I then prosecute my rights? Demetrius, I'll avouch it to his head, made love to Nida's daughter, Helena, and won her soul. And she, sweet lady, dotes, devoutly dotes in idolatry.